You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Pat Rigsby here again with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And today, my special guest is my good friend, Mike Reinold. Mike, who I'm sure you're already familiar with, is the owner of Champion Physical Therapy and Performance in Boston. And he is an icon in the industry from performance, rehab, sports medicine. I mean, he is a go-to guy for so many of the leading professional athletes in the world, as well as so many of us on the professional side looking to get better at what we do. So welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Pat, man. Just super excited to be on this podcast. I was so excited when you started this because I think this is going to be a very important type of podcast for, fitness business owners, those types of things, but really, other people in other fields as well, because heck, I mean, we all need it. And you've been such a good friend and mentor to me over the years that, I'm just excited for this podcast. So I've been listening to all your episodes. You've had some amazing guests and some great discussions. So humbled and honored to be on this episode.
Well, man, thank you for the kind words, and all the feelings are mutual. It's been really, really cool to get to connect with you and, spend a lot of time just talking about your evolution professionally and seeing, all the incredible things you're doing offline and online. So I wanted to kind of dig into that because I think that if we look at ideal business from kind of the way that I've defined it, at least in the context of like this show, having the impact you want to have. It's deriving, a solid income for the value you're providing. And, it's still integrating a lifestyle component. And I think that, so much of what you've done over time is, it's embodied that. Shifting from, working in professional baseball for so long to having a facility, really growing your online side of things. So if you don't mind, can you share a little bit of the backstory that kind of even led up to Champion?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I guess I always envision this. I don't know if you could classify me as one of those unemployable types of people or so, but like I just, I've always had a vision of the way things, should operate because I've always done things for a very simple kind of thought process. And it's always been what's best for the person. So, in our fields or whatever, it's like what's best to enhance performance. And, I've never made decisions, for like what's most financially impactful or those types of things. I've always just tried to deliver the best experience to my people, whether that be within baseball or online or in my gym and PT center, like that type of thing, is deliver the best experience. And then the profits and stuff will come from that. And there's so many diluted young people nowadays that just aren't thinking of it that way. So, I started it that way. I came from a setting as a physical therapist where, we saw, a ridiculous amount of people in the high corporate kind of environment, 40 people a day, like it's something like that, where it's just absolutely ridiculous. So super profitable for someone, but a bad experience for me and for my patients at the time. So I went from that world and then flipped immediately to professional baseball, where it was the exact opposite. Now it was like, I literally had conversations with like Theo Epstein about, hey, Theo, I want to buy an $80,000 treadmill that takes weight off you, an anti-gravity treadmill, because I think it will help, a particular player get back on the field faster. And he'll say, okay, well, will they get back one game sooner? And I always say like, yeah, absolutely. I think they will. And he's like, yep, sure thing, buy it. Right? So you go from a complete opposite model of pure profit in the corporate world to a pure do whatever it takes to deliver an outcome. And then it completely changes your mind. So from there, I was thinking, how on heck can I go back to the corporate world, right? Like, how the heck am I going to be able to do that? So I just sought to do the same thing. I wanted to open up an integrated model that was very similar to what we did in professional sports, that has physical therapy, that has fitness, that has sports performance, but they all have the same goal in mind, and that's just optimizing people. You know, so if you're an athlete, that's optimizing your performance. If you're a general person, that could just be optimizing your life or just being able to play with your kids or whatever it may be. You know, so we started, you know, the whole shift on that thought process and really laid that as our foundation for when we opened up Champion PT and Performance. And from there, everything just clicks into place in my mind.
So working in professional baseball, I think from the outside looking in, is a really cool experience, obviously. And, you know, I mean, not to mention the fact that you got a World Series ring in 2007, but, you know, I'm sure that the travel and, you know, having a family and everything else kind of wears on you. Can't, before we shift into Champion, you know, because we talk about the lifestyle component, do you mind talking about that for a minute?
Absolutely. With the Red Sox, or with any professional sport, I mean, you're totally engrossed. You're 100% in. I worked at least 14 hours a day, 7 days a week with no days off, right? Like, people take that for granted in professional sports. And even my wife was very jealous of, like, our other sport professional friends. So, like, say, for example, like, you know, the life of an athletic trainer in the NFL, like, his wife compared to my wife, you know, like, my wife was very jealous of, you only have 8 away games and you're only gone for the weekend, right? In baseball, where I'm gone for 10 days, I'm home for 10 days, I'm gone for 10 days. It's a big thing. And unfortunately, your family has to take a backseat. It really has to. I'm really not sure how a work-life balance could work well in that environment. So, you know, I was lucky. I was in an environment, I was in my late 20s and mid-30s by the time I was done, and so was our entire front office, essentially. So we had a similar environment where it's just like work, work, work. You know, BlackBerries were just becoming popular. So we can email each other at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and it was work, work, work. So it was an amazing experience, and I loved every aspect of it, and I would definitely do it again. But, you know, as we started to all start having kids, you know, you start to kind of shift your priorities a little bit. And, you know, for me, it was just, you know, I wanted a little bit more autonomy in my life. You know, so I actually started MikeReinold.com when I was with the Red Sox, because I was used to teaching. I would travel every weekend and, you know, go speak at like a conference or host a seminar or something like that. I was used to speaking and educating, and I needed an outlet to continue to educate in my mind. So I started that, and that's why we kind of like grew that online presence, you know. But for me, I didn't want to be the former trainer of the Red Sox, right? I just didn't want to be some guy on a timeline. Like, I wanted to say, like, look, you know, I want to establish myself, because down the road, you know, I want to be able to create a business and provide a similar experience to the general public. So I had some foresight, I guess, you know, to do that. But I also knew that the lifestyle wasn't necessarily the most sustainable type of thing. So, you know, we made our decision to get out. We had some opportunities. We almost moved to Chicago and, you know, all those things. But, you know, we're from here. Our lives are here. Our families are here. And we just said, we want a little more autonomy over our family life. So, you know, it's funny. So most people will laugh at me, right? Most young gym owners that just opened up a gym or something would laugh at me, saying that I wanted more autonomy, so I opened a gym, right? That's like an oxymoron, right? But for me, that was more autonomy.
It's interesting, the transition, and because I see, you know, so many people that I know or been around in the professional baseball side of things, and they're almost detached from the rest of the world because of kind of what you just talked about. So kind of shifting gears to being a business owner, you already were, you know, having a little bit of a more normal lifestyle, but let's talk about the opening of Champion, because I mean, I remember for so long, you know, navigating the real estate side of things, trying to find the appropriate location, you know, all that fun stuff. So, I mean, let's talk about the startup phase of Champion.
Yeah, sure. And obviously, you know, Pat and I worked a lot together on these concepts here for me, because, you know, I think for anybody, when you're starting a business, there's a lot of, I don't know if it's self-doubt or a, you know, lack of confidence, but for me, I'm a very practical guy. So, like, you know, like my co-owner, Lenny Macrina, like, he's funny, like, I am the most conservative budget guy in the world. And it's funny. Like I would always want to err on the side of doing too good instead of doing poorly. Right. So, you know, I'm very conservative with that. And, you know, the interesting thing for me, the thing that kept me up at night at the beginning, you know, cause literally I opened up a gym with zero clients, right? That's kind of weird. I don't recommend anybody do that, by the way, you know, but we did have, you know, a PT business, but we just, you know, the way we wanted to treat in PT is we also wanted a gym because that's how we treat as therapists. We wanted to do the dual model, but you know, we had zero clients. So it was stressful. So the thing that kept me up at night had nothing to do with paying rent. It had to do with like being able to sustain the lives of my employees and say like, look, you know, we're going to hire a couple of coaches to help us, you know, on the gym side, you know, but like, man, if we ever, you know, lost all our clients or something bad happened and, you know, we had to lay somebody off, that's what kept me up at night. That was the part that really, you know, I struggled with at the beginning. So I remember we had tons of conversations and every time I'd like say something of self-doubt, you'd just be like, dude, you're going to crush it. What are you worried about? You know, and I'm like, well, easy for you to say, Pat, but we had a lot of self-doubt. So I overanalyze anything, right? It takes me like a half hour to pick out cough medicine at CVS. I still don't know why there are so many options, right? So I want to read every ingredient label. I want to analyze everything. So, you know, I overanalyze, but the one thing I'm good at is not getting paralysis by analysis. So I overanalyze and just stress myself out, but I act. And that's the important part. So I surrounded myself with good people like yourself and other great mentors and friends that were also doing this or in the battle themselves with operating a gym. And I just learned and I just kept learning. And that's what was key to the success of Champion at the beginning is we had some traction because I put ourselves in a position to succeed from the beginning.
So let's kind of fast forward to what Champion looks like today. Do you mind describing that for a few minutes?
So we're 3 years in now. This is 3 years. So we went from literally zero clients on day one. We had no fitness clients. We were in a small facility. It was about 7,000 square feet, but essentially 5,000 square feet of usable space. However, we subleased with a baseball academy, which is obviously a good connection for me and a good interest of mine. So we literally had a gym floor space of about, 1,500 to 1,800 square feet. And again, it's the conservative nature for me is I wanted to outgrow that. I didn't want to put money into a facility and grow into it. I wanted to outgrow that. So I'd say within a year, we outgrew that actually rather fast. And we were faced with quite a few, you know, decisions, you know, in the baseball off season in the winter, we train a lot of baseball players because of the baseball academy that we're associated with. So, you know, we train all their players. So essentially this big steamroll of sports performance would come through in the afternoons and evenings in the winter. And then we felt like strangled because in the spring and summer, we couldn't necessarily do lead generation to grow our adult fitness in the afternoon because we knew in the winter this big steamroll was coming. You know, so we made the decision to expand and we actually moved next door. We doubled our size. So we now have an 11,000 square foot facility. We have 5 batting cages. We have probably about a good 4,000 or 5,000 square feet of usable gym space and then a PT room that goes with that. You know, so we built that out. And now what we can do is we can simultaneously do the sports performance and the adult fitness. And that's really the key to me because everybody wants to open up a sports performance place, right? It's cool. It's fun, that type of thing. Sports performance is so infuriating from a business aspect because these kids just disappear, right? They go in season, they leave, you know, they graduate, they stop playing sports or whatever it may be. You know, adult fitness was really the key I wanted to get to because it fit our niche really well, like that optimizing people. And I knew we could have an impact with them, you know, month after month, instead of just having to kind of cycle through all the different athletes.
So is this the point like where I tell you, I told you so, that it was going to work out this month?
It definitely worked out. You're right. We did a good job, but it was, you know, I give all you guys all the credit, right? Like I could not have done this myself. I did this because you guys helped mentor me there. If I had done this myself, I would still be spinning my wheels. I would still not be doing it well. So, you know, that's the biggest thing you can do is put yourself in a position to succeed and surround yourself with the right people to help guide you through this. Man, I see all these coaches like in their mid-20s that say, oh, I want to start a gym. They want to just open up this gym and get right into it. And it's so daunting to me that they could even get into that situation. So, you know, you have to have all the right opportunities. You have to put yourself in the right position. And more importantly, I don't advise you to do this without some traction, without some leads, right? Where all of a sudden you start realizing, man, rent's expensive. Or, wow, I got to replace that sled that keeps breaking, or probably more likely the med balls. But you know what I mean? Like, it's, you get all the stress from these things. So yes, we've been successful, but it's because, you know, and I use this analogy a lot, but we baked our cake before we put the frosting on.
Yeah. And I think that's just such a wonderful insight, because, you know, people look at kind of where you are now, or, you know, I'll occasionally have people talk about like where Eric and Pete are now or something like that. And they tend to gloss over the journey, right? The process. Right. To get there, that, okay, yeah, you spend a lot of time positioning yourself as an authority, not just locally, but nationally. You spend a lot of time honing your craft so that, you know what, when somebody comes to you, they're going to get such a great outcome that they're eager to not only stay, but eager to spread the word. And there are all these things that, you know, are factors that lead up to that overall outcome, but everybody wants to kind of jump to where you are now and say, well, I want that. So, well, okay, well then you need to reverse engineer and see what Mike did to, you know, to get there. And, you know, I think that's kind of a cool segue, because, you know, I know that you do a lot of mentorship. You've got, you know, MikeReinold.com is just a hub of great information for professionals in, you know, fitness and, you know, the medical industry as well. You know, therapists lean on you, trainers lean on you, coaches lean on you. So you do a lot of the professional education stuff. But if you were going to kind of shift hats for a minute and say, okay, well, I want to educate you guys on what it takes to be successful as an entrepreneur. I mean, what three things would you tell, maybe not necessarily just an aspiring business owner, but maybe even somebody who's like an early stage business owner?
Great question. And I mean, again, to step back first, I mean, like, yeah, I said Champion's been around for 30 years and, you know, we've done well, we're successful, you know, we're popular now, but that's very misleading, right? Just to kind of further strengthen your point though, like, I've been doing this for 20 years, right? Just the summation of that is now Champion, right? It's, you know, I think people gloss over all that. They glossed over all the other experiences, or they glossed over, you know, like using, you know, Eric Cressy and Pete Dupuy as a great example. They glossed over all the years that they had a smaller facility, right? And everybody just wants to jump to the awesome one, you know? So, heck, so the three things, that's interesting. So I'd say number one, because I actually, you know, we mentor a ton of students and interns at our place, and we actually talk about these a lot. So Pat did not prep me on these questions, by the way. So number one, I would say, is very, very easy. I am not smarter than you. I am not better than you. The only thing I know I am is I work harder. And I'm not proud of that. I'm not like on a Gary Vee level where everything's about like hustle all the time. And that's the type of thing. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to have a better balance and stuff, but I work hard, right? I wake up at 5 o'clock every day. I wake up at 5 o'clock on the weekends, and I get more work done before my kids wake up than most people probably do all day. And I'm not saying that as a brag. It's just, I am very productive when I need to be. So I work super hard. This does not come easy. But you know what the good thing about this and entrepreneurship and business is? The harder you work, the more you'll prosper, right? So look, if you don't have the mental or physical capacity to, you know, to do that, or it's just not your lifestyle, or you want to go vacation every weekend or whatever it is, that type of thing, that is a perfectly acceptable lifestyle, right? But you got to work your tail off. So I tell all my students, interns, all those things, look, if you want to get ahead in life, if you want to make more than your salary that you're getting right now, you got to work hard. You got to side hustle. You got to get other things brewing. That's number one for sure. Number two, I would say, is probably the whole concept of just, you know, I'm always learning, you know? So for me, I guess I shift gears and I kind of flux what I do. Like, you know, I haven't been learning a ton of physical therapy, to be honest with you, since I started Champion, because I've shifted so much towards business. But, you know, I'm reading, you know, books on leadership, on business, on marketing, those types of things. All the podcasts I listen to now are like this, The Ideal Business Show and all those other great marketing and stuff that I just surround myself with this information and just always learn. But I enjoy it. So it's actually something I'm passionate about. So to me, that's actually a hobby for me, is learning new thing. So I'm learning about business. I'm learning about entrepreneurship. You got to always be a learner. I think that's huge. And then three, more than anything else, is you got to have mentors. I've kind of talked about that a lot, you know, already, but Pat was a big mentor to me and all my friends and gym owners out there, you know, Eric Cressy and those guys, just like learning from them as leaders, right? And just kind of learning by example, but also being able to lean on people and find the right people that can help you grow. I mean, so heck, I hope those three weren't, you know, awfully generic, those types of things. But like, if you actually follow those, like it works, like you can do it. You just got to put the effort in.
I think that's fabulous. And I've kind of shifted the format a little bit from some of the other shows because I wanted to get to that piece talking about the offline business, because I do, you know, before we wrap up, I do want to spend, you know, a few minutes talking about your online business, because you do very well online. And I think you do it in a way that is just so in line with the way I think it should be done. So, you know, I wanted to see if you'd spend a few minutes just talking about kind of how you built MikeReinold.com, because I mean, it's a hub now. I mean, it is a destination for, you know, so many professionals, and I think you've done it the right way. It's not just this hard sell thing. You deliver a lot of value. So, I mean, if you could talk about the backstory to that for a couple of minutes, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I appreciate you saying that too, because, you know, again, I feel like it's the same fundamentals as the gym, right? The goal of the website is not to make money. That's the side effect, right? The goal of the website is to share information and to help people grow. And if you do that well and you're sincere about it, you can monetize it and you can be profitable with that. And that's the way to do it. But right now, if you really look at it online, you see so many people, again, on Instagram and stuff like that, you know, 25-year-old, you know, person that's kind of new to the game. And it's, hey, check out this cool video of me doing this. By the way, you know, you can get my new program, you know, for $99, that type of thing. And there is just, to me, there's such a lack of sincerity in that. So, I mean, heck, do I do marketing? I mean, of course I do. I mean, I have to. That's a business, right? But like, for me, it's all, it's educate, educate, educate. And then, oh, by the way, you know, if you want to go deeper, I have a very intensive course on this topic, but I'm not going to hold back what I give you for free. I'm going to give you a lot of info. Like, I have 10 years worth of articles. I've been writing posts every week. I don't think I've ever missed a week, and I'm usually two or three times a week for almost 10 years now. So I don't even know what that adds up to. I'm not that smart again, but it's a lot of content on there because I just give. But I created it really for two reasons. You know, one is obviously is to educate, and again, profit comes second. But two is it's completely selfish. It's this keeps me fresh. This keeps me learning. This keeps me growing, because now I'm reading blogs, I'm reading journals, I'm looking at new articles that come out in the science. And the first thing I always think is, how is this going to change what I do? And then if it does, I share it with you. And that's the important component. I'm not trying to be everything to everybody. I'm just saying, this is what I do. Like, look, if you're into pain neuroscience, fantastic. Good for you. That's not really my world, right? I mean, I have a baseball player that literally just sprained his ankle yesterday. That's not neuroscience, right? That's an acute injury, right? So like, I'm just saying, here's what I do, that type of thing. And if you approach it like that, it's fantastic. So to kind of like segue back even to Champion a little bit, like as an example of what we did here, I had no idea how to price myself at the beginning of this phase. So I took like Pat's advice and stuff like that. And I came up with a pricing structure. And you know what I found was that I was too expensive for the people that I wanted to work with, you know, mildly off topic. But the concept was, is I didn't create Champion to make money. I didn't want to maximize the money. I created it to help people. And the people I wanted to help, you know, were baseball players, people looking to optimize themselves, CrossFit athletes, those types of things, like people that wanted to get the most out of their bodies, you know. And to do that, I had to change my rates and actually accept less money at the time. You know what I mean? So I'm just using that as another example of like, construct your business around the outcome you want. And if your outcome is, I want to make money, or I want to be famous, or anything egotistical like that, you are going to fail miserably, right? Just say, I want to help this type of person do this, and build all your programs around that. And if you're sincere about it, it'll pop.
Very cool. So that is exactly what I was hoping to get out of that. So I'm glad we carved out a little bit of time to spend on that, because I think that so many people, they see that as kind of a next avenue, right? They be like, hey, I'm doing great work offline. I want to transition to having an online component. And, you know, most of them don't think about how am I going to add value to the marketplace? And I mean, that's been the epitome of what you've done, and the results have been great. I mean, I know how you've, you know, been able to do so well with this, and it's just started from such, you know, a solid foundation. And, you know, it's not dependent on who's been able to game Facebook ads most effectively, most recently.
Right, right.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you're delivering something great over time, people will catch on. You're going to build an audience and they're going to be loyal. And I think you are a testament to that. So, well, Mike, man, I appreciate you carving out a little bit of time for me. I mean, I know you're busy and, you know, it means a lot that you're willing to come on and share, you know, just a piece of what you've done. Now, if you guys want to follow up on more about what Mike has to offer, I mean, MikeReinold.com is clearly a site you should be frequenting. Mike, anywhere else that people can find you or connect with you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the main hub. If you want to see what we're doing at our brick and mortar place, that's championptandperformance.com. You know, that's a big one, but MikeReinold.com is the hub. I mean, from there you can get, you know, all my articles. We're doing a podcast now. You know, I'm not as cool as Pat's, but, you know, we're trying. You know, we get our own podcast and stuff, and we're just sharing stuff. So join us.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks again for making some time and sharing so much stuff here today. And thank you guys for listening in to another episode of The Ideal Business Show.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.